Today is 11th of November and it is my birthday. I turn 42 today. My life is not going the way I planned. I didn't buy Harley Davidson. I didn't finish a documentary about Ukrainians in Gaza Strip. Yes, I didn't do a lot of what I planned and dreamed about. But I'm alive and in our conditions it is already pretty good, right? So today is my birthday. And today is the birthday of my mother and my older brother. She made such a gift to herself 42 years ago. My mother gave birth to 2 sons. And exactly a year ago, we celebrated our common holiday all together at the same table at home in my native Kharkiv. It's hard to imagine now, because my parents became refugees and I don't even know if I will ever see them again. The house where we gathered was badly damaged by shelling, and my brother deserves a separate story. We are not twins, we do not look alike at all, and he's 20 minutes older than me. Our relationship has never been easy. He didn't understand my decision to quit my job in Russia after the occupation of Crimea. He ridiculed me for turning down a job in Moscow with a decent salary for a much lower salary in Ukraine. I could not then do otherwise. I could not continue to work in Russia after it started a war against Ukraine. And my brother thought I was a fool because of this. I reduced our communication with him to a minimum. By and large, we saw each other only on our common birthday, and even not every year. He lived in Russia, which was seemed to many so rich and promising. I tried to re-establish communication with him in February, after the full-scale invasion began. I wanted to warn him that he and his family needed to urgently leave from there. He seemed to understand me, but he didn't go anywhere. So I stopped talking to him again. It is very difficult to understand that he pays for shells and bombs which kill Ukrainians with his taxes. Now probably he's hiding somewhere from mobilization. I don't know, and I really don't want to know. The war changed my attitude towards people, toward things, toward everything. I do not want to worry about people even if they were once close to me, but who do not want to understand me and take my side. Of course, I would be happy to spend our common birthday at large table with relatives, but the war scattered us both territorially and mentally. Russia has become for me a source of pain and suffering. This is not a country anymore, but asylum for the mentally ill, stretched across the huge part of the globe. Only where we do not treat dangerous manias or obsessive states, but on the contrary, we cherish it in every possible way. I do not understand people from Russia who, having the right and opportunity to come to Ukraine and join the Ukrainian army, did not do so. History has given us, Ukrainians, an exceptional chance to oppose absolute evil, to destroy this evil, to secure the future of our children and grandchildren. How can one, having such a chance, say, "You fight there yourself and I'll sit here, I'll wait until everything is over"? Death is not so terrible as dishonor from inaction. At least I think so. Shelling and bombing is very scary, but to live in vain is much more scarier. A not so funny birthday episode comes out. But it's because there is really nothing to be happy about now. Well, if you want to congratulate me with my birthday, you can always do it on the Fighting for Ukraine page on the GoFundMe website. Just a reminder that your donations are the only source of monetization for this podcast. Without them, it would simply cease to exist. Thanks in advance.